Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast on this 12th day of July 2021. It's the 3-year anniversary of the fire that changed my life. Now, I don't know if you've ever had a traumatic experience like that, a fire, a flood, something like that.
Well,
have you?
Well, as a youth living in Minnesota, this makes me under 12 now before moving, old enough to remember family went on vacation, came home, house had been robbed.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Ransacked, upside down, things turned over.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I remember that very well.
That's traumatic.
It is. I mean, so I was under 12, as they said, and I remember it to this day, arriving home and having the home totally destroyed, basically.
To think that someone's gone through your stuff, that's got to be a weird feeling.
Probably more so for my mom and dad as adults
sure.
and kids, but yeah,
sure.
it was still something.
Don't you just shake your head? Why people steal, you know? I mean, it's like, how big a loser do you have to be to steal somebody's stuff?
And the thing is, there's a lot of big losers out there doing it.
I know it.
You know, it's kind of funny that you say that. And then we got to get back to the fire because that's really what this podcast is going to be about, the third anniversary of the fire. It's funny because I've been watching these gangster shows or drug dealing shows, Queen of the South. Dealing drugs.
Okay.
And maybe that's not as good of an example as I'm watching this one, Bad Blood, about Canadian mafia. And it's a little bit like Sopranos, right? They don't do anything. They go in there and they strong arm you. You have to pay me X amount of dollars to run your business.
Yeah.
No, it's not even drug dealing.
Right.
It's, you know, you almost have more respect for the drug dealers because they're at least doing something, right?
Providing a service.
providing a service and working for it.
Yeah.
But the mafia, they come in and they just strong arm you. You want to run the business, well, then you got to pay me for protection. Well, why do I need protection? Because if you don't give me money, I'm going to break your kneecaps.
Yeah.
You know, and the same thing for like, oh, you want to build this skyscraper? Well, then you're going to have to pay me and I'll use the whole thing. Anyway. Right. Why do you have to rob people?
Honest, hardworking people.
But anyway, yes. But anyway. That was our traumatic experience. But the Great Fire of 2018, it's the anniversary today for you.
I was looking at some pictures. I took a lot of pictures. It was just amazing. The damage that it can cause in such a short period of time. So what happened...
That's an old, dry building, though, man.
Yeah, what happened in my particular case, the roof collapsed right into my apartment. So...
You were on the second floor.
Yeah, I was on the second floor. And the apartment that the fire started in actually made out better than mine did. Because once it got up into the roof, it moved over... to me, because that's where the wind was blowing that day, and it just, in fact, my particular apartment, I think, took the worst of it. There was nothing left in there. The one next door, she still had some stuff, and I don't know if she saved anything, but it wasn't totally destroyed, or was the guy that started it.
And you didn't even start it.
No. So the roof, and that's why when I went back, when I was a couple of weeks after that, I was finally able to get back and check it out in person. And, I mean, I didn't even see, like, the evidence that there was a couch there. I had this big roll-top oak desk. There was no sign of that.
Sure.
And I'm like, there's got to be something left of it. There's nothing.
But remember, you did find a watch and an iPad, didn't you?
I did. I found my iPad that was buried right where I left it. And I dug it out. Still works. Still use it today. I did have to buy a new cover for it because the other one smelled like smoke and I couldn't get that smell out of it. But it still works. And then I did find a watch that I had in a closet in my bedroom that was in a protective case that saved it. So I still have that. I don't wear it much. Actually, it's running a little slow. But anyway, a couple of things, though, that I took away from that whole experience. I do not ever... not think about fire anymore as a potential danger wherever I go, hotels or anything like that. I know where the fire escapes are, and I don't take for granted anything that might cause a fire, like a plug that isn't all the way in or something like that. You know, you think about that stuff that some sure. things that you never would think about before, or you just kind of go, yeah, that ain't going to happen. It could happen. So that's it's changed the way I think about certain things, that's for sure. And I don't know. I mean, got me into my house. I mean, I was already looking, and I guess that kind of pushed me over the edge, but it was a lot easier to do. What do you call it? A decluttering to nth degree. Decluttered.
You have decluttered big time.
Decluttered big time.
Are you cluttered again now?
Not so much. No, I'm not. I'm not very cluttered. And that's by design.
I don't know, by your Amazon purchase
list.
Because
that was designed. What are all those things I use? I'm using all those. When I was looking through that list of my Amazon stuff, I'm like, that's hanging on my wall. That's in my drawer. That's in my closet. I mean, I use some of these every day. So it's all stuff that I needed. But it's interesting when you have to kind of, when you kind of wipe the slate clean and then have to go piece by piece,
sure.
try to get back at least to something that you remember. It's been an interesting process. It's still going on. I mean, the clothes I'm wearing today are the only clothes that I had after the fire, and I'm wearing them as an anniversary, but I had to go through. I don't have near as many clothes as I used to have.
Right, shoes.
Yeah, shoes, none of that stuff. So it's been an interesting process and a learning process, and one that I hope you don't have to go through. But I'll repeat what I said on the air today. Renter's insurance, if you're renting, that's a no-brainer. It's inexpensive, and the chances that you'll use it are probably not great, but if you ever have to.
Right, where would you have been?
Man, I'm telling you,
furnishing a house.
Right, I had to furnish my house and replace all my clothes.
But think if you didn't have renter's insurance.
If I hadn't had that, I don't know what I would have done. I'd have been sitting in an empty house.
Yeah.
Because I was, like I said, I'd been looking already to buy a house. And I wouldn't have had any money to furnish it had I done that. But the girl that lived next door to me upstairs did not have it. She was freaking out, man. She was freaking out watching this building burn. She knew she didn't have insurance. She was freaking out.
I would imagine.
You know? And I did not freak out.
Watching your entire life or whatever burn before you.
Yep. And she had a little girl, so... You know, they're all of a sudden homeless, and she's watching. She's probably going, where am I going to live? What am I going to do? What, you know? But me, I'm like, well, at least I got insurance. I'm going to be okay. Called my agent as I'm standing in front of the fire.
They were right around the corner.
They were right around the corner.
We can see the smoke.
They said, yeah, we see the smoke. I just want to make sure my policy's up to date. They said, yep, you're good. I said, all right, I'll be talking to you. But that was weird. So later, after... They put together the whole report.
Yes.
The fire inspector. I got a copy of it. Now, I don't know if I was supposed to get a copy of it, but I did. You're supposed to pay for it, I think, but...
Okay.
They sent me one. I asked for it, and they go, yeah, no problem. So maybe my, the guy knowing who I was might have helped in that way. But I got the report. I still have the report. But it was fascinating reading. It really was. To hear what... I saw the transcript of what everyone else was asked and answered and everything.
Right, and did it all add up? Was it
No. It did not all add up. It did not all add up at all. So that's why it was like, oh, really? That's what he said? That ain't true.
So give me an example of like what somebody said that was...
Well, the guy next door, the guy who started the fire, denied everything. Said right. He wasn't... said he was getting ready for work, this, that, and I'm like, he wasn't getting ready for work. Nobody, because when they came out of the building, guys wearing like a T-shirt and a pair of, you know, gym shorts or exercise shorts or something, no shoes and socks. He wasn't getting ready to go anywhere. I promise you. And either was his girlfriend, live-in girlfriend. So I was like, that doesn't quite jibe. But
that'd be easy. As a detective, we'd go, where do you work? And then you'd be able to go, so what time was Joe Blow scheduled to come in today?
Yeah.
That'd be a good detective.
Well, sure. That would be the first thing. But then the guy denied. Later, went back and admitted
mm-hmm.
everything, which I saw in the report as well. Because that's why it took a week to compile or whatever. He came back in after the initial interview, came back in and admitted what had happened, which is he flicked a cigarette out onto his deck, and he had like a box from a flat screen TV, a big box out there. It must have landed in the box, and that's where the fire started. Crawled up the wall, and when I first saw it, it was pouring out under the eaves. There's flames pouring out under the eaves, man. I was like, whoop, this ain't going to be good. Let's get the hell out of here. So, anyway, that was my day 3 years ago today. I can't believe it's been 3 years already.
Kind of the Reader's Digest version of it.
Kind of the Reader's Digest version, yeah. But time flies, man. Yeah. 3 years already. July 12th. But here I am, still here. Still here. And they did rebuild that apartment, too, by the way. Bigger, better, stronger, faster. And I think he's getting like almost double the rent that I paid.
They're probably like, not too bad. We'll take the insurance.
Well, you know what was interesting too with the building, the way it's built. It was a big long building, and it's built in three different sections. And there's two firewalls essentially in the building. For every, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Four on the bottom, four on top. Bam, firewall. Four on top, four on the bottom. In the middle, firewall, and then the end, four of them. And those firewalls did their job because everything was contained in the middle of the building. The outside of the building did not get burned. They got smoke damage and water damage, but they did not get burned. The firewalls stopped the fire from spreading beyond those points. I was pretty impressed by that. So, it works.
There you go.
And these were built in like the 70s, so they did a pretty good job with those. But anyway, all right. Well, thanks for listening to my story. Again, renter's insurance, get it if you don't have it. If you have children that are about to get out on their own, get it. Maybe you could pay for it for a few years. It's not that expensive. It's only like $10 a month. And like I said, it could save you if you ever need it. So heed my advice. And also heed my advice by joining us tomorrow morning on the Bill and Rookie Experience. It starts at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.